Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to start a new series, and the next few days and weeks we'll be teaching on the good fight of faith. If you want to know what is required to walk and fight this good fight of faith that Paul was talking to Timothy about, just stay with us and listen, and we will tell you and teach you how this thing works. At the end of the program, you'll hear some numbers of how to get this teaching free in its entirety.
God or the devil? Do I have to believe him? I mean, give me a break, Thurman. You're crazy. God gave us doctors. That's what he gave us doctors for. So you go to the doctor. I don't know about you, but I don't believe God needs a doctor to heal my body. You understand where I'm coming from? Now, if you're not there, you know, you better go to the doctor. If you can't spit these words out from God's Word and know that they're real to you every time, you better go to a doctor. Because you're going to lose your arm, because that devil's going to cut it off, I guarantee you. You know, and everybody can't do that, can they? I mean, you will get there, though, right? You're going to get there. But at first, fighting the fight of faith is not easy. The devil will make it as difficult as he can for you. You got to know who you are, and you got to know the promises, and you got to know that every one of them for you is yes and amen every time. I can tell you that this lovely little lady, Emily Dodson, that the devil had beat up on her. Some of you may have heard her testimony. I know some of you have. But when this woman was 53 years old, she had already had 13 surgeries in her life. Traditional, normal Christian. Standard church where they don't preach healing. At 53, she came down with MS and is terminal. And so the doctor said, we can do another surgery on you and you can live 6 more months. She said, forget it. I've been stuck and cut so many times. She said, I ain't having no more surgery. If it's only going to extend my life 6 months, I'm just going to die and go and be with Jesus. So she didn't have a clue what this book says. And then a little preacher came by and told her that she had a choice. He said, what do you mean I got a choice? He said, well, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 21 through 23 says all things are yours. Life is yours. Death is yours. The world is yours. Everything is yours. I mean, now, wait a minute. Could God really have given us his church everything?
Yes.
Is that what he said?
Yes.
That's what he said. Well, goodness, then why don't we start believing the King? All things are mine. Life is mine and death is mine, so I make the choice. If I want to go ahead and give up and let that devil kill me, he can take me home. I can die. But if I ain't going to do it, I'm going to resist him in the name of Jesus. I can come against him. So she didn't know that. And then he said, by the way, he also said in Isaiah 53:5 that by his stripes you were healed. And he also said that again for you, ma'am, in 1 Peter 2:24, that by the stripes of Jesus you were healed. She said, nobody ever told me that. So with those scriptures, those by his stripes I'm healed, she began to quote God's word, and for 3 months she didn't get any worse or any better. Then she went to a faith preacher. She got good enough. She could go to a faith preacher. She said, I've never been in a place in my life where I wasn't sat on a hard bench for 6 hours, listening to one preacher preach for 6 hours without a break. And she said, I did in that church. And she said, I first heard him talking. I thought, wow, this is awesome. So she said, we're going to be here every night this week. So she said, next night I took my pillow because my backside was really hurting after sitting on that hard bench for 6 hours. But she said, I'm going to go back and get some more of this. So she said, I went back and I heard him every night that week. And she built her faith to the point. Emily took the word of God and began to rebuke the devils, quoting God's promises, and she got worse. But she gave up on the doctor. She said, I ain't going to no doctor. She went home and she took the word of God and began to rebuke the devil and praise God for his promises. And she got worse. And she got worse. And the pain becomes so severe, she finally said, devil, you might as well give up because you ain't going to have me, you beast. The Word of God says it. I'm standing on it. It's done. And it took that woman 9 more months to drive that devil completely away. But 15 years later today, that woman is still a wonderful woman. They had not one sickness or disease since that last 15 years. Walking in divine health. Boy, when she comes to a church to preach somewhere, I'm telling you, that woman, she's a little bitty petite woman, but boy, you'd think she was a warrior. She must weigh 500 pounds in the spirit. Boy, she's about 130 pounds in the flesh. She's a little bitty, tiny, petite thing, but I'm telling you, she can grab a demon by the nape of the neck. I mean, she can jump around up there and dance and kick them demons out of people. And she says, anybody that dies, and that's a Christian, anybody that dies with sickness and disease has been deceived by the devil. And I agree with her, 100%. Our king defeated the forces of darkness. She learned how to fight the fight of faith. Now then, as we learn these things that we can do, as we realize we're redeemed from the curse, we claim the redemption from the curse by spoken words, speak those, command the enemy to take his hands off of us in the name of Jesus. Every demon of curse that was in when you sinned, he's probably still in there. And who knows when they'll manifest. Just like that demon that come into that lodge member the other day, when I touched that thing, that demon manifests. He's in there. I'm telling you, he was in there. A normal man. I don't care what kind of pin you're wearing on your shirt. A normal man that don't have demons. If I saw you had some kind of pin on your shirt, I said, brother, I'd like to talk to you about that pin. You know what the normal man would say? Sure, what is it, brother? You got some kind of problem with it? Or, you know, do you know something about it or what? That's what they would say, right? They wouldn't blow up and start using foul words and screaming at me and everything else in church. But that demon did. Everybody around him was very startled at what he did. Everybody except me. I never flinched. I knew exactly what I was fighting against. So you don't ever dodge or dart or anything. When the devil comes at you, you just stand on the word. No fear. So you claim the redemption from the curse. If you know anything that would put you under a curse, and of course, if you haven't heard my tapes on the curses, you can go back and listen to them, and you can find out what will put a curse on you. If you ever had sex out of wedlock, you're under a curse. It'll bring a curse on you. It's just tons and tons and tons of things in the Word of God, especially in Deuteronomy chapter 27 and 28, and he lists them and names them, what you do, which will bring a curse upon you. And then technically speaking, anything that's not of faith will bring a curse on you. So it's very easy to open yourself up to a demon of curse. When you repent of your sins, then you must drive out the demon. Now, you don't want a manifestation, so you don't want him to manifest. So you just command him not to manifest, and you have total, complete power and authority over demons. They come into you. We've cast demons out of people many times, and you know, sometimes somebody will not believe. And today I'll say, Lord, we got some people down here that don't believe that demons are real. So I said, Lord, let a few demons manifest. You know, let a few manifest. And then you get to see things like that night I was sitting right there in a chair at the end of church. Only five people left here. A woman comes down. She needs to be prayed for. She pulls the chair up, but this time I'm tired. I've been standing up for hours, so I set my chair right there. Of course, this platform was not there at that time. I set my chair, one of these chairs, right there, and she sits hers directly in front of me, and I start asking questions, and she said her family had been involved in the occult and all kinds of things, so I know she's got all kinds of demons. So I looked at her, and I commanded the demons to come out. And I said, how do you feel? And she kind of rolled her head around, and she said, I just don't feel good at all. I reached up and grabbed her by the shoulders. I said, look at me right in the eyes. I said, you demons of hell, I command you to come out in the name of Jesus. That woman throwed her foot up and hit right in the middle of my chair right there where I was sitting, and she pushed as hard as she could, and my chair never moved an inch. And hers went all the way into that curtain right there. And her head came on, her hair was blowing out in front of her. That's how fast she is going. I mean, you ought to see some of these things I've had the privilege to see. All the way across that floor with one kick. And when she come out of that chair, I'm right behind her. And when she come out of that chair, she's screaming. Oh, I wouldn't even begin to say the foul words that are coming out of that woman's mouth. She starts hitting on me. I reach up and grab her arms. She said, you're strong. I said, the Lord is my strength. So I begin to fight with her and wrestle with her. In the next few minutes, she's kicking at me. Wally said, I said, Wally, get yourself over here and grab her legs. So Wally comes over, he starts grabbing her over her legs. First thing you know, me and Wally down in the floor rolling around with a woman. in church. Now, you don't see that very many Baptist churches, do you, yet? No. But we knew what we were fighting against. So we fought this battle. Wally's screaming, I'm screaming, come out of her in the name of Jesus. We have power over you. He definitely knows who he is in Christ. And so me and him together, we're commanding these demons. She's spitting out foul words. She's doing all kinds of things. We're continuing to come against these demons. And finally, they all come out and she becomes normal. She gets up and she's a normal woman and she leaves. And there was two men standing here. And I said, wow. I said, boy, that was a tough little battle. That probably took us 10, 15 minutes. One of the men standing there says, 45 minutes you and Molly have been down the floor with that woman. I said, wow. I mean, time flies when you're having fun. We were fighting the fight of faith. Now, most people in most churches have never seen that, have you? But that's just like when I was in Mandy, Louisiana. A precious little woman, again, a little petite little lady. Her husband was a much bigger man than she was. And she had been and been prayed for everywhere, all kinds of ministries, even did a Benny Hinn crusade. And she had a terminal cancer and couldn't get healed. And whenever my teaching was over, her husband said, go up and let him pray for you. She said, no. She said, I've been prayed for by all kinds of preachers and said, I ain't never got nothing. God just don't want to heal me. So they left. And in a little while, I'm standing there talking to the pastor. Everybody's gone home. Just me and him. Their car pulled back up in the front, and she gets out and walks up there, and I says, can I help you? She said, yes. My husband said, you have to pray for me. He's not going to take me home until you pray for me. I said, well, come in. So the pastor said, well, I'm going to my office, Thurman. If you need me, I'll be over there. So we went in, sat down. I began to talk to her. Again, I'm sitting in front of her, facing her. And I said, you've been prayed for lots of times? She said, yes. I said, has anybody ever cast a demon out of you? She said, a demon? I said, yes. I said, that's what MS is. It's a demon. Well, no, nobody's ever done that. I said, well, you got all your sins confessed? She said, yes. No unforgiveness? No. I said, okay. The demon's in there illegally now. He's not supposed to be there. He came in under a curse when you sin. Evidently, the sins are all confessed. So I said, now I'm going to cast him out. So I reached up and laid my hands on her shoulder and looked her right in the eye, and I began to command the demon to come out of her. Instantly, her eyes just glazed over.
We're going to have to stop right there today on the teaching, but we'll start there again tomorrow. We invite you to join us again tomorrow to hear the continuation of the Good Fight of Faith. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact our ministry center at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or go to the web at www.tlsm.org, www.tlsm.org, and there you can order these teachings as well as many other teachings free and postpaid. We would love to send them to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus Christ, the King of kings and Lord of lords, he is God and Lord of all, and we praise him and thank him for the privilege to teach his word.